الله عليه وسلم فقد قال الله عز وجل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام إلى آخر الآية وبعد Beloved brothers, elders, ulama al-kiram, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At the eve of Ramadan, I had something else in my mind to speak. And then I turned it to this because of the, we have to start off with the fact that Ramadan, next week inshallah, will be inside Ramadan. So a small reminder first before I get on to what I wanted to speak about. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the eve of Ramadan, just the night before, he stopped the Sahaba and he spoke to them. Well, not stopped them, but he spoke to them. They were there, nothing to stop about. And he reminded them of the virtues that's going to begin tomorrow. It's a very long hadith, it needs a lot of time, but I'm just going to just try and bring it back to our head to remind ourselves of these amazing greatness that's going to start, inshallah, in a few days' time. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and we commonly know this, and again it's just a reminder, that a nafil becomes a fard in thawab. Feeding one person in Ramadan, iftar, you get his whole thawab of fasting. The rewards are so many that our Salafus Salihin, our pious predecessors, they used to make dua 6 months before Ramadan. Oh Allah, make us see Ramadan. Because of the value. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taught us a dua 2 months ago. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. Now we're almost there. Sometimes you speak to some people, they are a bit afraid. Ish, I got sugar, I'm a diabetic. How am I going to manage? Yes, it's going to be difficult maybe. But you can't let it pass you by. What about the heat? We got longer fasts than normal. The other day we were in winter, so we had a quicker fast. So we got a few hours more. But the value is so much that we must put our minds together, gather our thoughts, and only be positive. Let's not be negative. Really, it's a time to be positive and to welcome Ramadan. To really, really say, no matter how long it is, no matter how hot, we've been having hot days this last week. I know in Newcastle it was absolutely crazy, 40 degrees. Never seen it. But it only means, in another hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the meaning of which is that the more difficult it is, the more reward you get. Some places in the world, we got it easy. People are fasting 19 hours, 21 hours. They make iftar and then they're going to start immediately with the tarawih, rosa in 3 hours. Everything is happening. So we really got it. And ask them, they say, Allah makes it happen. Our bodies are made to look after and to adapt. My point again before we go on is that Ramadan is at its turn. First of all, we make dua. We really got to make a lot of dua right now. Allah, don't take us away before Ramadan. Subhanallah, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, he passed away on the night of Eid. So even if he passed away before, you'd say, okay, look, he had so many years of Ramadan, but Allah was even merciful to him at the very end, where he gave him the Ramadan and then made him pass away on the night before Eid. Subhanallah. Allah make us see this Ramadan and more importantly, accept this Ramadan from us. Ulama al-kiram say, our Salaf al-Salihin, كانوا يدعون ستة أشهر قبل الرمضان للرمضان وثم بعد ذلك ستة أشهر لقبول رمضان. They make dua 6 months in advance for Ramadan, and then 6 months late, continuous of 6 months, making dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts their Ramadan. If Allah accepts it, it's fine. If Allah don't accept it, now we got to ask ourselves, remember, Allah is Latif, Allah is kind, Allah is super kind. Allah wants to accept, Allah don't want to, it's not a test to say, look, I'm not good. No, but it's got to have ikhlas. Allah don't want shirk in the matters. Allah Ta'ala wants you to make it totally and totally for Him. So you know what you're doing it for. You know I came to Masjid 3, nobody's watching me. You know I came. Everything, Allah knows. So you know and Allah knows. So you know if you are, you really know if your amal is going to be accepted or not. Allah is too merciful not to accept if your intentions are clear. Allah give us tawfiq. Feeding in Ramadan, my brothers, if you have the money, wallahi, it's a time to open your purse. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi himself, he was the bravest. Sahaba talk about Nabiya Kareem alayhi and talk about his beauty. And they talk about how handsome he was. And in the same breath, they say that he was the bravest of us. If there was a problem, he'd be the first one standing up and rushing to it. He won't say, okay, go you. I'm covering in the back or going in my bunker. That wasn't Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the man in front. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always a generous man. He was so generous, if you asked him anything, he never said no. Subhanallah, one day one sahabi asked him for his shawl. And other sahaba got angry. Say, but you know that this Habibun al-Islam will never say no. Why you asked him? Why? He got something lovely or let it be. He said, no, I wanted it as my kafan. That was his intention. But Nabiya Kareem al-Islam just never said no. You know how we can say yes, we can say no, our mouths? Nabiya Kareem al-Islam didn't have the no in his mouth. Didn't have it. Once they came and asked him. And they asked him and he said, look, I don't have. I said, and he's telling the man, if I had, I'd give you everything. In Ramadan, he became even more generous. Even more generous in Ramadan. Why? Allah, it's just a time. It's a time of Quran. It's time of Barakatullahi alayna. The gardens of paradise are open. Jahannam is closed. Shayateen are locked up. Ibn Rajab says, كَيْفَ لَا يُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How can a believer not be happy when the doors of paradise are openly open? And how can a muznib, كَيْفَ لَا يُبَشِّرُ الْمُذْنِبِ. How can a sinner not rejoice when he knows that Jahannam is locked up and the shayateen are not there? And a testament to know the shayateen are not there, wallahi, try and read tonight 2 rakats, 5 rakats, the extra salah after Isha. Can we do it? Hey Sheikh, our hearts will go to home and we got things to do. But in Ramadan, Allahu Akbar, masajid are full. This alone is a testament to the fact that the shayateen are gone. Only the shayateen left inside us now. 11 months, the training of the shayateen is strong. So we got the 1 month to train him back and try and get away from him. Allah give us tawfiq. My brothers, so this is Ramadan. It's coming at our doorstep. Make dua for yourselves, make dua for me, make dua for all of us, and do the best we can. There's one Hamad bin Sulaiman, a wealthy man. Allah gave everybody different kinds of wealth. In Ramadan, he'll feed 500 people every day, depending on your wealth. One day after giving a bayan in a masjid, wallahi, I walk out, some Gaza or some. One man out, I still remember, I see his face, Uncle Bilal, he's holding a stick. He took out his 20 bucks from his pocket in Molana. This is all the money I got. Please send it. So I say, bye. You know, the other man is there, give it to him. But the point is, all the money I got. Imagine his status in Allah's eyes. Always remember me. I got 1,000 rand, I gave 100 rand. I got 1,000,000 rand, I gave 50 grand. Here's a man that gave it all. Allah knows how much he gave you and Allah knows how much you're keeping back. So we got to give a coin to how much we have. And Allah knows. Without you telling nobody, but it's Ramadan time, come. Feed as many people, the hampers people, give it. Wallahi, don't ever think I've given enough. The more you give, the merrier. Because one day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered a sheep and he sent it home to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala an. No food in the house, you know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam house. He was the richest of richest, Nabi Kareem. He was the wealthiest. You can't get more wealthier. But yet he had nothing. Because he gave it all. But money coming into his hand, subhanallah. Millions and millions and millions. When he gave, he didn't give 5 rand, 10 rand. 100 camels, go. Take it. You know how much 100 camels are, Habibi? What do you think 100 camels? One camel, 35,000. That's a cheap camel, eh? 10 camels, 350,000. 100 camels, 3.5 million. One time, take it. Habibun Aslam wasn't a poor man. He was a rich man. Our Sahaba were rich people. And they gave accordingly. So this time Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one sheep comes, goes to the house. So he sends a message with the sheep. Not with the sheep now. With the sheep, the person going with the sheep. So Mulaku, hey, Jazakallah Khair, tell us the language of the sheep. So anyway, what happens? Message is, make it seven parts. Give away six parts. Yeah, I can't remember whether it was make it eight parts and make it seven parts. But okay, I make a mistake. I read this hadith many, many moons ago. Make it seven parts. One part keep in the house, six parts give away, all seven, right? So I said, Aisha radiallahu anha said, send a message back. Ya Rasulullah, there's nothing here. Let me give one part and keep the rest. His message came back. Ya Aisha. Oh, beloved Habibati. The one part that we're eating is gone. The six parts that we're giving away is what's kept for us. Habibi, that money we give out, the spending we spend out to those poor people, or the anybody that we're giving it to, wallahi, we will see it tomorrow, Yawmul Qiyamah. Allah give us tawfiq. Beloved brothers, my intention to speak about initially was about Gaza, because of the fact that 3-4 days ago, there was a brother that came to from Newcastle that went to Gaza. When I heard that he went to Gaza, I mean, I shocked. Going into Gaza? We can't send 2 rand to Gaza. If you talk to people overseas, they'll tell you, money can't go into Gaza. Nobody, it's fenced off. You can't go into Gaza, it's locked in. So, this is a local pharmacist from town, from Newcastle. And we all heard that he's gone to Gaza. And he came back. I called him. I said, Sheikh, you're my hero. Did I hear right? He says, yeah, I went. Shows me there's a way you got to go, you got to apply all legally through the worldly system. And I managed to go. And he gave his full report in Newcastle the other day in Darul Uloom about his trip. Now he took, his report was 1 hour, 2 hours, and I've got 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. Time is right, isn't it? So all I'm going to say is a few things. That without a shadow of doubt, we can never ever forget Ahlul Gaza. We got that, it's understandable. When he gets into Gaza, he says everything is finished. He says, we know that everything is, we know. Bombs are hitting, so everything is in the rubble. But to see the rubble physically, that everything is, he used the word carnage. It's finished. It's something else. But you know what came to me whilst he's talking? Is that without a doubt, wallahi al-azim, in Darul Uloom Newcastle, students from Palestine used to be there many times. Lots of students qualified from the Palestinians went back teaching. They are a different fiber. You come into the masjid at any given time, that first saf is full with them. In those days when these students used to be there, Habibi, you want first saf, you must come 15 minutes before. You're never going to get first saf otherwise. Amongst themselves, they're fighting for first saf. It's a different nation, different bloodline, different iman. They are being attacked. They are being mercilessly killed. But wallahi, in my heart of heart, Allah knows best, لا نزكي على الله أحد, they're dying with iman. And they're going to Jannah. And this dunya is a short dunya. I mean, how many years we got left? 10, 5, 20, 15. It's just, close your eyes. Mawla Sema rahimahullah, I don't know if the elders know Mawla Sema. I once asked him, Mawla, are you 85 years old? Before he passed away, a few years before. Like, you know, you had a long life. Some people live 30. That means you got 3 lives. Mawla was very jovial. How did you find this long life? He says, Ismail, it feels like yesterday. It doesn't feel long. A person that lived 30 years and a person that lived 60 years and a person that lived, really, it doesn't make much of a difference. It doesn't feel like, hey, I lived 60 years. It feels literally almost the same. You lived your life. Life, what is life? If you use it for Allah's deen, then it's life. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Malakul Maut comes to him, tells him, your time has come. Pah! He hit him so hard. We know it's a famous story, isn't it? But can you imagine the power of Musa alayhi salam? He hit him so hard, his eye popped. How, you know, these people sometimes, isn't they got this new game, they smack each other. And the guy will fall down maybe. But can you pop a guy's eye out? What does Malakul Maut? He goes back to Allah. Hey, this man you sent me to, you don't want death. Musa alayhi salam gets the message. Take your hand, put it on the cow. Whatever fiber your hand touches, you'll get 1 year for that. After that, he said, you're going to die. He said, I'd rather go now. Life, unless used for Allah's deen, means zero. So those people in Palestine that are going and are being martyred, we make dua for them. Allah make it easy for them. Allah Ta'ala stop the bombing. Allah give them the best. Allah grant them ease, grant them everything. But that person who died, he died a shaheed. He's going straight to Jannah. You know where's the problem? Me and you. We also being attacked. Our iman is being attacked all the time. Right now with this Ibrahimic issue, where the whole world must become on an Ibrahimi kind of faith, whereby you accept some kind of faith where some of Islam is inside and some of Judaism is inside. So, no ways can we accept this. We got to teach our children from now, because this is becoming a worldly thing. Everyone is talking outside South Africa, other countries of the world, it's becoming a norm. People are accepting it. We got to teach our children that we cannot accept this. Nabiya Kareem alayhi salam came with Quran. Quran inside it is a famous surah that we're reading. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Tell them, O Muhammad, tell the kafirs. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. I am not going to worship what you're worshipping. You're not going to worship what I'm worshipping. Repeated. I'm not going to worship what you're worshipping. You're not going to worship what I'm worshipping. No problem. Lakum dinukum waliya deen. No problem. But don't make me follow what you want to follow. Our children got to be taught this. Today it's coming about, our iman is still there, went to madrasa. What about our kids? What about our kids that are going to university? What's being fed to them? Our kids that are going to school, wallahi, this is being fed to them. And then we don't send our kids to madrasa? My brothers, understand. If your child dies poor but dies with iman, he is won. He is won. Fustu wa rabbil kaaba. But if he goes and becomes the richest person, and he goes to university, becomes the biggest person, goes to any darlu, but he hasn't got the iman that's going to be able to him to answer the questions to Allah tomorrow, then we've lost. Dunya is small. So my brothers, while this man was speaking about him going into Gaza, I'm telling you, wallahi al-azim, these people are getting their jannahs all the time. 30 people, 50, they're getting their jannah. I'm not saying he's good, understand. I'm saying we make dua for them all the time. And yes, at the end of the man's bayan, he said, the least we can do, wake up in the morning, wake up in the afternoon, every namaz you read, wallah, if you don't make dua for Ahlul Ghazza and Ahlul Sudan, and everywhere in the world where Muslims are being persecuted, then you are failing. First thing you do, before you make dua for yourself, make dua for Ummatul Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, our iman. They are dying with iman. They fuzzed. What about us? Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq to understand and to appreciate. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanak Allahum wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله القاهر ذي البطش الشديد لا منجأ من غضبه وإقابه إلا بفضله المزيد أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأطباعه أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان اعلموا أن من آداب المعاشرة الإسلامية تهذيب النفوس وتزكيتها من الحسد والعداوة وتحليتها بكظم الغيظ والعفو عند القدرة وقد روي أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله مرني بعمل أقلل قال لا تغضب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا تحاسدوا ولا تباغضوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كليم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليمًا اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأطباعه وأزواجه وذرياته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاتمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضي الله تعالى عنه اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية واغفر اللهم لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وأهم وأكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين.
ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الفاسقين. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الظالمين. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي. ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرش بفضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.